There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Yeah, it's certainly one of our favourite features each and every Thursday, the Tracks of My Travels, where we hear from celebrities from around the world talking about the music that they love and also the memories that it brings back.
Yeah, and this week we have the comedian John Bishop joining us on the show. Now, he's appearing tonight at the Dubai World Trade Centre. He's going to be performing as part of his Winging It tour. So let's get right into it. John, great to have you on the show. What's your first song going to be?
Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds. And it reminds me of Dubai in 1992, because my wife came to Dubai in 1992 to work for Emirates Airlines. And we, at the time, we were doing mixtapes, and there was that little bit where we were, she'd come here, I wasn't sure whether we were going to work it all out and all the rest of it, and she gave me a mixtape, and that was one of the songs on it. So, you know, and that line, don't you forget about, it just, you know, that, yeah. It brings that memory on.
Yeah, fantastic song, and, you know, Simple Minds, a great band.
Oh, fantastic band, yeah. And as a song, it sort of encapsulates an era.
I'll put us back together at heart, baby.
What a scorching tune to open up the tracks of My Travels this afternoon with comedian John Bishop. You can see him appearing tonight at the Dubai World Trade Centre as part of his Winging It tour. And don't you forget about me, 1985 was the year that I came to Dubai.
Was it?
Yeah, 1985. Song performed, of course, by Simple Minds, the Scottish rock band, and best known for being played during the opening and closing credits of the John Hughes film The Breakfast Club, which you picked up on straight away, Shruti.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't happen often that we have Tracks of My Travels on and I know the songs, but I'm really happy that I know this one at least. So I've redeemed myself, I think.
Definitely. So an awesome start there to the Tracks of My Travels this week with comedian John Bishop. John, what's your second tune going to be?
Mike and the Mechanics, The Living Years, which I heard driving a car across America. I was about 23, 24 at the time, and I'd spent some time in America working, just doing. I used to go when I was at college coaching soccer, and then I had these few months off, and I was just traveling on my own. I was driving this car. I remember the sunset coming up. I was driving across the desert, and the song came on, and it just summarized family and life and, you know, what my dad means to me. And I remember driving and starting to cry. Yeah. And I couldn't work out why.
Because it's such a sad song, isn't it? It's basically, you know, about his father, yeah, who's and memories that he's not here anymore.
No, saying goodbye to him and all that. And it was just one of those moments where you think, wow, somebody's managed to put a world of emotion and put music to it, and that doesn't always work.
And, of course, Mike Rutherford, famous for being with Genesis as well. Is that another band that's that you were fond of?
Yeah, I was. I for me, my relationship with music is not, there's not a clan, if you like. There's not a sort of, I just like odd little bits all over the place.
So we're going to come back and hear that song right here on the Tracks of My Travels with John Bishop.
And just before we went into the break, we did hear him talk about Simple Minds. Simple Minds, is that right?
That's the band Simple Minds,
right.
And Don't You Forget About Me.
And we're getting great texts, and no name on this one. Says, John, love ya, man. You can be my DJ anytime.
Yeah, I think he's got a new career here. Forget the comedy.
Exactly.
Become a DJ. so John Bishop, he's performing tonight at the Dubai World Trade Centre. John, just remind us what your second song choice is.
Yeah, Mike and the Mechanics. The Living Years, which I heard driving a car across America. I was about 23, 24 at the time, and I'd spent some time in America working, just doing. I used to go when I was at college coaching soccer, and then I had these few months off, and I was just traveling on my own. I was driving this car. I remember the sunset coming up. I was driving across the desert, and the song came on. Every generation blames the one before, and all of their frustrations come beating on your door. I know that I'm a prisoner to all my father held so dear. I know that I'm a hostage to all his hopes and fears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. Oh, crumpled bits of paper filled with imperfect thoughts, still to conversations. I'm afraid that's all we've got. You say you just don't see it. He says it's perfect sense. You just can't get agreement in this present tense. We all talk a different language, talking in defense.
Say it loud.
Say it loud.
It's too late
when we
die. Oh, when
choose. You sometimes see his fate. It may have a new perspective on a different day. And if you don't give up and don't give in, tell him all the things I had to say. Think I caught his spirit later that same year. I'm sure I heard his echo in my baby's newborn tears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. So say, say, say.
Absolute masterpiece on the tracks of my travels, chosen by John Bishop, comedian in town tonight. You can see him at the Dubai World Trade Center. And Mike and the Mechanics, a tune that actually won the Ivor Novello Award for Best Song Musically and Lyrically back in 1989.
Wow.
Incredible stuff, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Now we got time for one more song from John Bishop on the tracks of my travels, and I can't wait to find out what it is, John.
I've got to pick a Beatles song because I remember it brings back my childhood to me, because my brother was a massive Beatles fan and brought the music into the house when I was a teenager. So, and I could have picked any Beatles song, but I think that the one that sort of stands out to me, and listen, it's so difficult with the Beatles, because as I've said that now, everyone's got their own favourite Beatles song, and it's quite a surprising one that stands out to me, but it's I Want to Hold Your Hand. And I tell you why, because I remember hearing it, my brother playing it on a record player, and it was so simple, but it was the first song that I think I ever heard that I couldn't get out of my head. You know, because it's so simple and catchy. It was the first, if you like, song that was annoyingly good.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of pride, isn't there, in Liverpool about the Beatles, about what they did, you know. And it must have been amazing just hearing those songs for the first time.
Oh, brilliant. And I had an incredible experience where I got to interview Paul and Ringo recently for the premiere of their film, you know, the Beatles documentary that came out, and it was an odd thing to do, because it was I got to interview them twice. So once on the day before, there was a press junket, and it was for a show in England called the One Show, where they said, you know, on BBC One, look, you've got 8 minutes to go in, and then the next day I was kind of going to host the premiere where they walk along the red carpet. Or the blue carpet it was on the day. It was so funny, because I walked into the room, the press room, and they were there with Ron Howard, and it was just Paul and Ringo. And it was like, oh, the world's press were there. There was Japanese, Americans, and you literally had your slot. And I walked into the room, and as I walked into the room, Paul McCartney went, I love you. And I went, oh, I love you, I love you. And I'm talking to Ringo, and they're talking about Liverpool. And I was great. And I could see Ron Howard going, who's this guy? And then the person behind him going, that's 1 minute, that's 2 minutes. And then I had to quickly do an interview, and then the next day, I've come out thinking, Paul McCartney's my mate.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, such a feeling that my love I can hide. Yeah, you've got that something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I want to hold your hand. It's such a feeling that my love I can hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you understand. When I feel that something, I wanna hold your hand.
Oh yeah, another cracking tune. The Beatles, of course, and the Tracks of My Travels, chosen by John Bishop, comedian, performing in Dubai tonight. I Wanna Hold Your Hand, taking us back to 1963. And that was the first Beatles record to be made using four-track equipment, which these days would seem pretty obsolete, I can tell you. But back then, it was kind of amazing.
Sounds amazing. Even now, just listening to the Beatles.
Yeah.
Very happy to do that on Thursday.
Fresh as ever. The Tracks of My Travels.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.